Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's Radio Pulpit, your daily companion indeed. It is Heart to Heart on a Thursday afternoon, the 24th of March, 2022. If you're celebrating your birthday today, happy! And if you're also celebrating your anniversary or it's just a special day, yeah, you know what comes next. Go out, create memories, enjoy it. So we get straight into Money Matters with Tendo right here on the show. Tendo, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Mpo. It is indeed a good afternoon. I was actually quite encouraged by the song that you played earlier, Malibongo.
Oh, yeah.
So uplifting. I was a bit discouraged earlier on, but it really lifted my spirit.
I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm so, yes. So glad. We get straight into our chat this afternoon. My financial wellness plan, aka budgeting. Something important, and yet we sometimes tend to take it for granted, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Maybe before we even get into it, what is a financial wellness plan?
So a financial wellness plan, like you said, is what we call, it's basically in the world of personal finance is what you would know as a budget. But in Money Sense, we have sort of coined it your financial wellness plan because outside of just dreaming, you know, having these wonderful dreams and, having vision boards and saying you're going to go on holiday, you're going to take your children to the best schools in town, etc. You at the end of the day need a plan. You need a roadmap that will get you there. And that roadmap at the initial state is having what we call a budget, right? A financial wellness plan. Now in the world of personal finance, right? Like in any other world, there are rules and there are principles that govern that space. And the principles that I want to talk about today are two principles that actually, if you read your Bible, you will find them. And the first one is we need to live below our means, right? And this is basically, yes, we have to live below our means. This is basically reducing our expenses to create a buffer, the buffer that we spoke about when I talked about emergency funds, the buffer that I spoke about when I talked about saving and investing for your medium and your long-term plans, including your retirement. Because, like the Bible says, a good man does not eat everything. It cannot be that whatever you receive in your bank account, you eat everything. You need to have a plan and a strategy, and that plan is a budget. The second principle is live to expand your means. This is, again, increasing your income to create a buffer, again, right? So exploring ways in which you can make additional streams of income and not just relying on one. And this topic is so important during this time that we find ourselves in. And I don't want to call this a post-COVID season, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Very important to start looking into yourself and asking yourself, what skills do I possess that I can monetize outside of my 9-to-5 if I have that? And what I've just explained is basically what a budget is. I've spoken about the income part and I've spoken about the expenses part. So the spending. So a budget or a financial wellness plan is basically a money plan, a written down plan of what is my income. Right? All your money, all your income streams, you write them down. And what is my spending? What does my spending look like on a monthly basis? And the reason you want to do this, actually, we'll talk about that. But at the very core of what a budget is that it is something that gives you confidence. When you have a plan in place, you have confidence to face whatever is coming. Mm-hmm. And that is what a financial wellness plan is in essence, yeah.
And why is it important for us to actually have one in the first place?
It's important to have a financial wellness plan in place because it helps you to understand your financial landscape. And by that I mean it basically raises your level of awareness regarding areas of your income and your spending. So if you look at your income, right, and you've got these wonderful financial goals that you want to achieve, it can basically raise your level of awareness to get to a place where you're like, oh, actually, I make enough, or I actually don't make enough. I need to be making enough. On the other side, on the expense side or on the spending side, it can actually again raise your level of awareness to say, there are areas of my life where I am being wasteful, right? Where I'm spending too much more than I should be spending. Yeah. There are subscriptions, for instance, that I talk about this all the time. Subscriptions that I have subscribed to for services that I no longer use, right? And in the absence of having a written down plan of your of how you go about spending your money, there is just no way of you knowing this. Because what we do is, because we live in the era of just transacting and tapping. I mean, now it's even easier to buy things. You just tap everything. If you never sit down and see how you're actually spending your money or where your money is going, you end up not achieving those financial goals because you don't have the intricate details of how your money is spent. So, like I said, raising your level of awareness regarding your spending, you will be able to identify areas where you are wasteful. I always make the example of my personal journey of just starting to rehabilitate myself and, you know, being financially savvy is when I started working. I had these wonderful financial goals, but I was not able to achieve them. And the day I sat down with my bank statement to do a budget, I learned that I was spending between 5,000 and 6,000 rand on eating out. Mind you, this is someone who was staying at home, who did not have to cook, by the way. But I was just that girl that you would find in Sandton living her best life, just eating my money, and yeah, literally, and feeling like, you know what, I don't make enough. I'm still a trainee. I don't make enough to be saving, to be putting money away for financial goal X, Y, and Z. But actually, I was eating 6,000 rand every month. Unacceptable. So that is what a budget will do for you. It will show you areas where you're wasteful, areas where you can possibly say, hey, hang on, I don't make enough, right? What can I do? What can I explore outside of this one stream of income if I have one stream of income? So yeah, that is what a budget, this is why it is important to have a budget. I actually am thinking of this thing that I always used to hear when I was growing up. This language around re tla bona next month or ke chaile, you know? I don't know if you hear this language in your world. And I just remember making a personal vow report that I don't want this language near me. I don't want to have to tell my children or re tla bona next month or re chaile. I had so much money or ke bonasitse, but I don't know where the money went. And Mpo, if you don't have a budget, if you're not going to tell your money where to go on a monthly basis, you are going to constantly, every single month of your life, you're going to ask yourself, where did my money go? Because you didn't tell it. Where must it go?
Yeah.
You did not give it an instruction. You did not say, you know what, you go to my savings account. You go towards my bond. You go towards giving. You did not give it an instruction. How on earth do you expect for it to do the things that you want it to do if you're not going to tell it, if you're not going to channel it? I always talk about how it is so important for us to, what do you call it, to automate, you know, our financial goals, to automate our finances. If you're not going to automate the savings plan, money is not going to magically arrive at a savings account. Exactly. And that is what a monthly budget helps you do. It keeps you accountable. It keeps you honest. Basically,
and
that's why we need to have it.
And I suppose if you don't do this, then you'll find yourself counting down to end of the month or to payday, which sucks, by the way.
Yes, definitely. And we don't have to. We shouldn't be
counting down to payday.
We should not be. We should be pushing purpose and for not counting down.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, we've got an important kingdom mandate to pursue. So really, like you're saying, counting down to a payday should be the least of our problems. It makes sense. Where do I start? How do I then start building one?
So you need two things. First of all, you need to access your bank statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is you need some form of a budgeting template. And fortunately, MoneySense has a budgeting template. You can access this if you follow us on Instagram. You can just send us a DM and we'll be able to email it to you. It's a budgeting template that will help you to basically start budgeting, to make sense of your money. That's why we are called MoneySense at the end of the day, to make sense of your monthly spend. So bank statement and budgeting, your budgeting template. I always say your bank statement is a mirror of your priorities. If you look at your bank statement and you look at your vision board, right, they need to align. If you are saying you've got this goal of taking your child to private school XYZ, going on holiday here and there, saving and investing for this and that, it should be reflective on your bank statement. If it's not, you are just daydreaming. That's not a vision. That's not a smart goal. So you need this bank statement and you need a budgeting template of some sort. And like I said, you can access it. You can access it on our Instagram page. If you just DM it to us, we'll be able to email it to you. And how it works, Impo, very simple. Nothing daunting at all. Probably the thing that will be daunting for you is actually looking at your bank statement, which is something that a lot of us do not do because it is scary. When I did that exercise, I did it for 3 months and I was literally just highlighting. I remember I used a yellow highlighter for my food items. Or it was from KFC to Chicken Licken to Doppio Zero to Tasha's. I was just like, How can a person live like this? Like, really? What am I trying to achieve? And there is absolutely nothing wrong with eating out. For me, there was something wrong because I had goals I wanted to achieve, and this was inhibiting. This was stopping me from achieving those goals. So very important, again, to have that balance. I'm not saying we should not eat out, but I was saying the way I was eating out was completely out of order. So, like I said, use the template, and I'm going to just very quickly go through how you'd go about using this template, and I'm going to go through this very quickly, but I also have a YouTube video where I go through this very slowly, and you'll be able to see it as soon as you get the template, the physical template. Just go to the YouTube video, and you'll be able to see the budget and how to properly use it. So on YouTube, again, it's MoneySense with Miss T, and you just look for the budgeting, 5 simple ways to budget on my YouTube video. So the first thing is, when you budget, right, you are sitting here today and you're forecasting what's going to happen next month or next month, right? So we are sitting in March and we are asking ourselves what's going to happen in April. So you are budgeting for the month of April, right? So you've got in the budget, you've got category that speaks to your income, right? And this is where you line up all your sources of income. And this for me is very encouraging. Actually, in my personal budget, I've got so many lines that are open there because I just feel like there is so much possibility for me to earn more than just a salary or an income from MoneySense. There are so many things that can bring in money. And again, that's why it's so important to have this thing and to look at it every single month. It just encourages you and inspires you at the very least. So you line up all your income, right? And then you move now on to the category expenses, or the category that speaks to your spending. You've got a category that speaks to your savings and your investments. And in this category, I personally have giving. I also have a tax-free savings account that we talked about the last time. I have emergency fund, and I also have a retirement annuity fund. Then you've got a category that speaks to your debts. That speaks to your debt. Again, you line up all your debts, and we're going to talk about this one, I think, next, the area of debt, how you need to basically understand that your debt is not just that monthly installment that goes off. It's bigger than that. And I will hopefully at the end of that conversation empower the listeners to address, you know, every debt and to get out of debt as soon as possible. So again, you've got a category that speaks to your debt. So you line up all your debts and you're using your bank statement basically to know where your money is going, where debt is concerned. And then you've got a category that speaks to your living expenses. And this is where probably most of the work is going to come in, because with your expenses, there are a lot of recurring items. Like, for instance, you don't buy food once. You don't pay for your petrol once and stuff. So you're going to have to do a lot of adding up. But fortunately for technology, most of these banks have these apps that are able to categorize your spending for you. So they will be able to sum up how much you spent with eating out, for instance. I don't know if you've I know one that's called 24/7 or something. Yeah, it will be able to categorize how much you spent, for instance, to buy petrol, whether you went to engine or to total or whatever the case is, but it will be able to basically sum up or summarize how much you've spent in these different, in these categories. So living expenses, then you move on to insurance. And as I'm speaking, I hope you can get that. You're actually raising your level of awareness to say, actually, how much insurance do I have? Do I even have insurance? If I look at the realm of my family, the people I'm responsible for, if they were to, for instance, pass away, do I have insurance for them? So you're also asking yourself questions about your financial landscape. Does it look healthy? If you don't do this exercise, you'll never know. So yes, insurance, life cover, funeral cover, car insurance, health insurance, whatever insurance looks like for you that you would need. And then again, you would have your subscriptions. Very important. I know you go to gym, Paul. I've got here gym membership, but with my under my budget, my budgeted column, I've got zero because I don't go to gym. I desire to go to gym. I subscribed to Planet Fitness at some point in my life. I paid for the whole year, but I went twice. But again, having a budget will help you figure out that actually you are paying for things that you are not using.
So redirect
that you are not exactly. So for you, Umpo, this is a very big line item. It will have an amount. It will have an amount. It should have an amount.
Yeah.
But for me, no. Another one that I have under my subscriptions is my LinkedIn. At some point last year, I was looking for a job, so I had a LinkedIn subscription, LinkedIn Pro, where you had to pay, not the normal,
yes,
the normal one that we all, the free one that we use, right? I got a job, and you know what? I forgot to unsubscribe, but I was paying. But having this session every single month, the budgeting session every single month, helped me to say, hang on. Why am I still paying LinkedIn? I no longer need or use these services. And then the last category is your entertainment and your personal stuff, right? A lot of people feel like having a budget is very limiting. It will stop them from living their best lives or their soft life. That's not the case. You just need to budget it.
Budget
for it. We all want nice things. I know I like my food. I like nice food. So it's in here. It's under my entertainment and my miscellaneous spend, right? So have a part of the budget which speaks to basically the things that you love, the things that you like doing, right? So eating out, I don't know, doing your nails, going on holidays. I know someone says doing their nails and having a weave is a need. For me, it's not. It's entertainment. But again, this is again, personal finances are very personal. So you want to make sure that you personalize this. So at the end of this exercise, Mpo, you would say income. Well, the template will do it for you. You go income, you less all of your spending, and the answer should give you zero. Why is it giving you zero? You have just told every rand that you earn to do a certain task every single month. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to get to. That is stewardship. That is taking care of what the Lord has blessed you with, basically. Being faithful with the little. And that is basically what a budget is and how a budget works. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. You want to get to a place where every single month, once you have gone from budgeting for it to actually living the month out, you want to do an exercise where you compare what I budgeted versus what actually happened, right? Get that difference and understand what happened. And once you start understanding what's happening, you're understanding yourself. You're understanding your money personality. You're understanding your behavior when it comes to money. Because like what most personal finance gurus say, personal finances is most 80% behavior and 20% the numbers, the money part, right? So when you do this exercise, you're understanding your behavior. So let's make an example. If, for instance, you had budgeted that you're going to spend 500 Rand for your petrol, and all of a sudden your petrol spend is 800 Rand, you need to ask yourself, why have I spent more? Is it something that is in my control, or is it something that is outside of my control? If it's outside of my control, like is the case currently, the war in the Ukraine, right? Then you know that it's got nothing to do with you. There's nothing you could have done to stop this. But if it was in my control, right? For instance, I decided that I was going to go to Mpumalanga randomly, or whatever. It was an unexpected or an unplanned trip. At least now you know that you are a spontaneous person. If someone says, let's go to Durban, you are more likely to go. Just make sure that if you are that person, if your wiring is that, if your money personality is that of someone who spends a lot, make sure that you've got controls in place to protect yourself, to make sure that you actually do actually you do actually put your money aside for the things that matter. So you make sure that you've got your savings in place. You've got money for all your needs. So you don't want to be in a situation where you've gone to Mpumalanga or you've taken a short left to Durban, but your rent is not paid.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. So yeah, that exercise is very important to say, this is how much I spent. This is what I expected to spend. This is why. The why is very important. And you do this continuously. You do this continuously until you understand your makeup, until you understand your wiring. And as soon as you get to understand your wiring, I promise you, you are going to be successful in your personal finance journey.
Sure. Tendo, thank you so much for the session. We really appreciate it. Tendo is a creator and financial coach at Money Sense. I'll be visiting your YouTube so I can I can clearly draw out this budget. I mean, I was just listening to the different categories that are there, so I'll read. Where do we find you, and where do we find the material again?
So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. So it's Tendo_Clou, TLOU, as well as on Money Sense. I mean, on Instagram, I've got also a business account called Money Sense ZA. And then on YouTube, I've got the video under Money Sense with Miss T. So that is how you can contact me.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Do enjoy what's left of your afternoon already, right? Or is it still morning? Afternoon.
It's the start of the afternoon.
Okay.
It's midday.
All right. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tendo.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Lovely. It's 3 minutes before, make that 2 minutes in actual fact, before top of the hour. Power in my praise. Lihle Adeyemi.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.